Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester.
Good afternoon, and today on the My Generation podcast, my name's Tony and I'll be interviewing Pauline about her favourite discs, her luxury item and the boot that she would take if she was on a desert island. So Pauline, let's get straight into this. Tell me, what disc would you choose if you were on a desert island?
I would choose, out of my three discs, the first one would be Imagine by John Lennon.
That's a good choice. Not one of my top three, but definitely in my top five. So I would pick that record as well. It's a great record. I love the lyrics, personally, and it's a great tune. And your second choice?
My second choice is Gladys Knight, The Way We Were.
And why have you picked that record? What is it about the record that you like?
There is some lyrics in it which talks about the pain and the glory. And because I'm transgender, I know all about living through the pain and enjoying the glory.
Yeah, often the lyrics to a song is what really appeals to people, isn't it? And you've got a third choice as well. What's that, Pauline?
I have a third choice, which is Dionne Warwick, Gladys Knight, Elton John and Stevie Wonder singing That's What Friends Are For.
Why did you pick that song?
I picked it because not many people know this, but all the royalties from the song, which was written in the 1980s during the AIDS crisis, went to AIDS research, and in the 80s they raised over $3 million for research.
What book would you take with you if you were on this desert island on your own?
I would take Catch 22, which I read for the first time in the 1960s.
Isn't that the one with Major, Major, Major?
Yes. Yossarian has his medals pinned onto his naked chest.
And finally, Pauline, you're going to take a luxury item with you. What would that be?
My luxury item, Tony, would be Chanel No. 5 perfume. So even if I have no clothes, I could be like Marilyn Monroe and smell good.
That sounds like a great choice. Thanks for sharing that with us, Pauline.
You're welcome, Tony.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website, talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.